Hi, welcome to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm your host, Tom Nielsen. Halloween is one of those holidays that has both fans and critics. Personally, I tend to be a Halloween groupie myself. I've always enjoyed going all out for trick-or-treating, and two of my favorite TV shows from the 1960s were The Munsters and The Addams Family. I guess I really enjoyed the kind of strange, warped humor that those shows featured. But I have to confess, there are also times that I reach the outer limits of my scare capacity. Over the years, a few rather famous horror films tested my endurance, like Vincent Price in House of Wax or that classic of the 1970s, The Exorcist. And sometimes more recently, some of the monsters in that British TV series Doctor Who were a bit too much to handle. But generally, when the scary stuff is mixed in with a light touch, as in the hit comedy Ghostbusters, I'm a happy camper. So, friends, in honor of Halloween, we've got a couple stories for you today to send some chills down your spine and maybe even shiver your timbers. First up, there's the time that my friend Ike and I entered a Halloween contest. Every year, you see, our hometown had this really great Halloween parade down the main street. But one year, they added an extra bonus feature, a contest for decorating the storefront windows of the downtown merchants. By the luck of the draw, I got to paint one of the windows on the old Woolworth store. A really prime location, I tell you. The masterpiece I had in mind was a classic haunted house, complete with an eerie full moon and a nasty-looking buzzard perched on a dead tree branch. The city supplied the paints free of charge, and we provided the artistic talent and inspiration. Well, after Ike and I finished painting our windows, we then had to turn in the unused supplies at the senior center, which was more than a dozen blocks away. Since this took place in mid-October, it was already getting rather cold in the evenings. And although we were both used to walking to school every day, this one particular trek turned out to be a bit exhausting. Maybe it was because we'd already expended so much creative energy on painting the windows, or perhaps it was the time of night that we finished. After all, it was getting close to bedtime. But whatever the reason, by the time we left the senior center, we were totally bushed. So there we were, on the front steps, trying to figure out how to get home. Neither of us had driver's licenses yet, and at that hour of night, most of the buses had already stopped running. So it looked like we were on our own. We weren't looking forward to another long walk, especially in the dark. Now you also need to understand, back in those days, we didn't have municipal buildings all lit up at night like the Statue of Liberty. So the entrance of the senior center was shrouded in darkness. And there we were, in the shadows, trying to sort out our options. Should we call my old man? Or maybe Ike's mother to come pick us up? And while we were hashing this out, we suddenly heard some mysterious footsteps right behind us. After a couple of hours painting a very scary haunted house on the Woolworth storefront, I guess I'd gotten a little too much into the mood, so I really didn't want to turn around and find out who the mystery man was sneaking up behind us. But curiosity finally got the better of me, and so I turned around and discovered it was just one of our neighbors, Mr. Wright, who lived up the street from me. Apparently, he was a frequent visitor at the senior center, and when he saw me there dropping off my paint supplies, he decided to check in and maybe offer me and Ike a ride home. So everything turned out okay, and we weren't accosted by some monster in the shadows at the senior center. Phew. But the next story, friends, has a little bit more scare value. Remember those days when all the young boys were building plastic models? You had your choice of classic model cars, model boats, model drag racers, model planes, especially World War II fighters. And then at some point, the toy manufacturers got smart and started offering superhero models, like Superman, Batman, and the Incredible Hulk. And then, for the ultimate model building experience, they came out with movie monsters. Aurora, the manufacturer, struck a deal with Universal Studios that gave them the license to make characters like Frankenstein, the Mummy, King Kong, and of course, that famous blood-sucking vampire, Count Dracula. Well, friends, the model kit that I chose to build was Dracula. Putting it together was relatively simple. Except, of course, for the many globs of plastic cement that seemed to ooze out everywhere despite my best efforts to be neat and tidy. Well, I eventually found a way to come to peace with that problem. I just convinced myself that the plastic cement ooze just added some extra character to the model. Kind of like thin strands of scary spider webs or disgusting primordial ooze bubbling up from the netherworld.
Yuck!
It worked for me. But then after old Drac was fully assembled, then came the job of painting the model. And I chose to do that task one fateful night when I was home alone. My parents had both gone out for some social occasion, and I was left behind to entertain myself. So I got out my Dracula kit, along with all the tiny little bottles of Testor's enamel model paints, and got to work. All was fine at first. That is, until the sun went down, and my room slowly became dark, gloomy, and filled with frightful, fear-inducing shadows. Even though I had the overhead lights on and one of those old-fashioned gooseneck desk lamps to shine extra light on my model kit, it still seemed as if my bedroom had been mysteriously transformed into some hideous mad scientist's lair. Filled with dark, terrifying nooks and crannies and odd shapes that were perfectly normal in the daytime, but now had somehow mutated into ghastly, perilous objects of grisly, gruesome, panic-inducing paranoia. And there I was, a classic 97-pound model geek, dabbing a little paint here, adding a few touches of fake blood there, and generally trying to do justice to the perfectly sculpted movie monster that stood before me in a rather menacing pose. And then it began. With the sun going down and temperatures dropping outside, the old coal furnace kicked into action, adjusting the house temperature to a more comfortable level. But that meant that the hot water that was destined for all the old cast iron radiators began circulating through the pipes that snaked all through the house. That, my friends, is where the scary part really began. Never before in my young life had I realized just how many eerie squeaks and creaks happen when the heat starts coming up in an old house. And boy, our old house had more than its share of strange noises. Every time that a radiator clanked, or the floorboards squeaked as if a mysterious visitor was walking across the room upstairs, I flinched. I couldn't help but think that the spirit of Dracula himself was now making itself known and summoning up all the demons and devils from the local graveyard. Never mind that Rosedale Cemetery was more than 3 miles away. I was convinced that if there was a way, Dracula would find it and bring all those tormented souls right into my bedroom workshop at that very moment. Well, to make a long story short, my model painting session didn't last much longer. I was too terrified to continue putting the finishing touches on old Drac out of an irrational fear that once the paint job was complete, he would actually come to life and demand a pint or two of my blood. You see, at that point in my life, I had just finished reading the Dracula novel by Bram Stoker, and I was very well aware of what risks and dangers there were in the possibility of Dracula rising from the grave.
I want to suck your blood.
So I wound up hightailing it upstairs to the safety and security of our living room. And by that time, the thermostat had decided its job was done, so the clanking radiators settled into a more benign silence, and all the squeaks and creaks subsided to a normal level. All was right with the world once again. And I simply turned on the TV set in the living room to some innocuous sitcom as I awaited the return of my parents later that night.
Let's see about that.
Ha 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 ha
You've been listening to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm Tom Nielsen. See you next time. Hi, this is Tom Nielsen. If you enjoyed this podcast, you're invited to hear more of our episodes at A Look Behind and Rewind. And feel free to share our link with friends, family, and others, as well as following us on Buzzsprout.com, Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.